Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, everybody, Josh here with the Quick Talk Podcast. How the heck are you? Day 3 out of my 365-day journey to podcast every single day to add value to you. So here's what I want to talk about today. It's the concept of over-systemizing your business. So we've had over 250 people. Don't have an exact count. I know that's really bad. in my Automate, Grow, Sell bootcamp over the last couple seasons. And I'm talking a diverse group of people. We have several people that have multi-million dollar businesses, lots of businesses between 500,000 up to maybe 1.2 million or something like that. And probably most of them are between 150 to 500,000 in revenue, and a handful of people that are just getting started. And they do very little revenue. And that's okay because the bootcamp is applicable to everybody. But here's one common mistake that I see people make, especially this time of year. What happens is we get into our down season. And I understand not everybody has a down season right now, but you know, the entire Midwest and a large part of the country has a down season this time of year. But nonetheless, it's still applicable to you. Is what we do is we look back at the previous year. And we're exhausted, and we look at all of our shortcomings, and we watch 17 hours of teaching. Maybe they log into the bootcamp and go through, you know, dozens of videos and learn and all the documents and everything, and we start to over-systemize or to overshoot what needs to be in place in our business for the next year. And what's really ironic about it is that my perspective is smaller businesses that don't have friends and family and people in their life that have multi-million dollar successful businesses, they look at like a million dollar business as some sort of unicorn. They look at it like a impossibility or some crazy accomplishment. And I did the same thing because I came from nothing. I started in a trailer park, you know, as you guys know, delivering pizzas. And I had a lot of self-limiting beliefs to overcome. But the reality is, and you're just going to have to take my word for this if you haven't went through this already, or if you don't have people in your life that have exposed you to this truth, is to build a million-dollar business does not mean that you have to be a genius. You don't have to be super ridiculous leadership expert guru person. You don't have to have all the answers to everything. You don't have to be a perfect leader. You don't have to have a perfect understanding of finance. None of that's true. The main things you have to have in place are a team and a deep understanding of sales and marketing. That's it. Now, once you get up over a million, things do get a little bit more complicated depending on the type of business that you're in, depending what industry that you're serving, and just the nuances of your service or your product or whatever you're doing. But it doesn't take that much. You know, Russell Brunson talks about, and I joined his inner circle, right? And I've been talking about that. Getting to your first million in revenue is all about the what and the how. That's what he says. And most of the people in the inner circle are like digital marketers or they have online businesses, huge Amazon stores and all kinds of things that don't perfectly translate back to like the Quick Talk listeners in the service industry, which is where I came out of. But a lot of it does. But what Russell teaches, and he has, you know, $100 million business, so I listen to him, is that it's all about the what and the how. And I'm not going to go into what the what and the how means, but the point is that there's two things you have to figure out, in Russell's opinion, to be able to have a seven-figure business. And that's kind of fascinating because I remember year 3 for me, our business tripled because I had just begun to understand the concepts of systems. And I had just stumbled upon Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth, which is like this legendary book for small business owners. And learning about working on my business instead of in my business. And I had these light bulbs just firing off in my head like crazy. And even in my total imperfection and lack of understanding of basically everything, even with a basic understanding of that, my business tripled just because of that. like total imperfect execution of some basic concepts. So you don't have to have everything figured out. But I do remember myself back then looking at larger businesses thinking, you know, how inferior I was and how lacking I was in my understanding of certain things. Or I'd engage in a conversation with someone that was further ahead of me and I'd feel stupid. Or I wouldn't understand a certain topic, or they'd use a word or an acronym that I didn't understand. Well, it's not because I'm stupid, although I felt like that was the case. I just hadn't really learned that yet. Once you learn it in 5 seconds, now you get it and it makes sense, and now you can move on with your life. So I don't want you to be intimidated and feel like you're lacking in what it takes to build, you know, a significant business with a full team. Because here's the thing. For most of you guys, including myself, it's not about dollars. It's not about money. In fact, it's not even about revenue. And I know I always reference a $1 million business and a $5 million business and all this stuff. There are lots of companies that make tons of money in revenue and still lose money. And small businesses can't afford to do that. If you go to Silicon Valley and look at the way that startup culture works with the VC money, they get to break the rules. They can spend, you know, $1,000 to acquire a customer that pays them $500 a year, and it takes them 2 years to break even. You can't do that. I can't do that. Right? We have to pay as we go, and we play by a little bit of a different set of rules. But my point is it's not just about revenue, which is called a vanity metric, right? Think about that. It's a vanity metric. Mike Michalowicz was talking about this. I had him on my podcast last year. He's a best-selling author of the book Profit First. And we were talking before I actually recorded the interview, and he was super hilarious. And he was talking about how he was the biggest D-bag ever. And he was the guy that always was like, oh, yeah, we did $10 million in revenue and blah, 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 blah. But at home, everything was on fire. Everything was falling apart. His, you know, everything was stressful and horrible. And it was a disaster, right? So revenue isn't the solution. I only reference the $1 million mark because that's just kind of like the popular phraseology of kind of marking something that's working or is significant. But a significant business to you might be a lot smaller. But the bottom line is we need your business to serve you well. So for the argument's sake and for the sake of this conversation, I'll continue to talk about the $1 million business. But just know that my heart isn't about revenue. It's about getting you to get what you want. I want you to have your desired outcome. I want you to get across the finish line, whatever that means to you. You could have a $72,000 a year business that nets you $51,000 in earnings for yourself that delivers you the universe. It gives you everything you and your wife and your husband and your kids could ever want. That is perfect. I want to help you get that. But it starts with belief. And you do not have to be an Albert Einstein to figure these things out. You need to actually simplify. I was talking to a new guy that we hired this morning named Lewis. Incredibly talented, very, very smart guy. We're so excited to have him with us. And he's going to be building an entire department for SendGym, my software company, that doesn't even exist yet. And it's really critical to like our plan for the next year. And he's this analytical type of guy. You know, he can build a spreadsheet a minute, and he can lay out this roadmap and this detailed step-by-step structured Excel spreadsheet of this and that. He's that guy, which is what I need for the position he's filling. But I talked to him and I said, hey, here's my concern. I want to make sure that you don't overcomplicate something that could be simple. I did a webinar a year and a half ago, or no, I guess it was a little over a year ago, called The Gratitude Effect. You can find it on YouTube. It's really, really powerful. It's called The Gratitude Effect. And one of the quotes I put in there was from Leonardo da Vinci, and he says that simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And it's true. It's so easy to overbuild, to over-systemize, to make something overly complex because there's a part of us that feels superior or competent because we build some comprehensive front-to-back 72-page guide for our business this year, right? But there's a major error being made if for people that are doing that. And it's you're missing the big picture. The big picture is that you can have what you want, probably with the skills you have right now, if you can focus on the 1, 2, or maybe 3 things that you need to fix this next year. You could take a business from 250,000 to 600 or 700,000 in one season for a lot of you just by going deep on raising your average ticket, understanding sales and marketing, your sales process, making sure that you're following up with people after they get quotes, making sure you're re-engaging your past customers at a high level. And you could figure out how to do all that stuff in like a week. Like you could sit down and like put your thinking cap on and address those problems and make massive progress regardless if they're perfect, because it's never going to be perfect. It doesn't matter if it's perfect. Like if you just improved it, it could double your business or triple your business. So I want to encourage you not to make the mistake of feeling like you have to make your planning really complex to impress some invisible man that doesn't exist. There is no invisible man that exists. There's nothing. There's only you, there's your family, and there's your outcome. I want you to hone in on your outcome. When I do, you know, I've told you guys before, I've had over 1,000 individual coaching calls with real business owners where I'm trying to help them. And I've learned more than they have by doing this. I've identified patterns. I can see trends. It's been the biggest asset ever for me to have had these calls. And I never, ever viewed it that way when I offered the calls a few years ago. But that's what it's become. And one of the biggest things I see is that people overcomplicate everything because they feel they need to impress someone that doesn't exist. Build a simple, clean, clear path to your outcome. The other thing I've learned from these 1,000 calls is that very few people, obviously I don't have an actual percentage on this, but I'm going to guess that less than 5% of people, so that means 95% of all of you, if I asked you this question, you cannot articulate it clearly to me. Here it goes. What do you want and when do you want it by? What do you want? What do you want from your business? Why does it exist? What is its function, right? When I ask people that, people get really weird. They get paralyzed. They feel like they have to answer and they're embarrassed that they can't answer, which is silly because of course you can't answer. I couldn't answer it either. I can now, and all the high-achieving friends I have can very clearly answer it, but we don't know what we don't know. It's not your fault. You didn't know this stuff, right? That's why this podcast is here, to teach you this. You need to know exactly what you want and when you want it by, but most people answer me with what they don't want. They say, Josh, I say, what do you want and when do you want it by? They say, well, I don't want to struggle anymore. You know, Josh, I just don't want to feel so stressed out anymore. I don't want to work 80 hours a week. You see, the problem with that response is that they're not telling me what they want. They're telling me what they don't want. My sister, when she was having some relationship stuff going on a long time ago, I said, Jess, what do you want in a husband? She said, well, I don't want someone that's lazy. I don't want someone that does drugs. I don't want someone that is negative. I don't want someone that does this and that and the other thing. But she couldn't articulate what she did want. I said, Jess, you're focusing on what you don't want. You need to focus on what you do want. That is what I call your outcome, your mountaintop, your why. You need to figure out what that is first. After you figure out what your why is, your mountaintop, your outcome, then build the simplest plan to deliver you that outcome this next year. That's it. If it takes 4 sentences for you to understand what needs to be done to get that outcome, then you should be proud. Leonardo da Vinci was a pretty smart guy. Like he's kind of famous, right? And he said simplicity is the ultimate sophistication because it is. It's hard to simplify something because you have to dig through all this weird mental baggage and all this stuff to get to what really matters. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that helps you. I hope that serves you because I struggle with this to this day. I feel like for us, I want to build a $10 million company this year. That's a big number to me. And it's embarrassing. Like, I know it shouldn't be. I know that, you know, a $100 million company should, like, people do it. People build $100 million businesses. They're just people. They're not, you know, aliens. They're not geniuses. They're just humans. But the difference is in their belief and in their daily habits and in their execution. But probably most importantly is in their belief. If you don't think you can achieve the thing that you're planning for next year, you need to push pause before you finish that plan. Because if you don't believe it's even possible, then you've already lost. You can't do it. So hopefully that's an encouragement to you. Simplify in 2018. Simplify. Don't try to build a business for the invisible man. Don't build a business plan for the invisible man. No one is there to judge you. No one is there to criticize you. No one can dictate what a proper outcome is for you and your family and your mission and your purpose on this planet. Only you get to decide that. It's 100% on you. You have to answer to no one for it. There is no wrong answer. What do you want for 2018? Anyways, guys, that's a message for today. I hope you're having a great 2018, even though we're only 3 days in. I want to ask you to leave me a review on iTunes if you haven't already. And if you're interested in learning how to find out about the most powerful, interesting, dynamic, unique, and effective marketing tactic you've ever seen, you need to check out my software company, Send Jim. Yes, I know that the name is weird, makes no sense to you, but you still need to go to sendjim.com. That's sendjim.com. Check it out. Let me know if I can help. I appreciate you listening. God bless. Take care. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.